Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
It came to pass when Jesus was in a certain city, Luke 5:12, a man full of leprosy, this would be considered a terminal condition, he saw Jesus and he fell on his face and he besought him. He said, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Is he praying for healing with an if it be your will? Lord, I know you can heal me. What? If you will. So is he convinced of the Lord's will to heal him?
No.
Is this how millions of Christians pray today?
Yes.
All, you know, thousands and thousands of ministers and pastors pray for their congregation, Lord, heal them if it be your will. And if not, you know, give us the grace and strength to endure it. Your will be done. And I'm not mocking anybody. I used to pray that way myself years ago. Sincere, loved God, loved people, but that's all I knew. You know, you can only walk in the light that you have. And you will not win people by mocking them. You won't win people by making fun of them or making light of them. A man or woman can only walk in the light that they have. And how do you know if they're walking in all the light that they have or not? You wouldn't know that. That's why we're commanded not to judge. Because we're not qualified. We don't know what a man sees or knows or does not see or know. You got a full-time job walking in the light you have. But when the Bible reveals light on a subject and answers a question, and you can read the Bible, you ought to quit asking that question. If it's answered in the Word, you should stop asking the question and accept the answer. Well, Jesus answered the question. Didn't he? Oh, does it excite you at all?
Yeah.
Jesus answered the question of, Lord, I know you can heal me if you will. Read the next verse. What did Jesus say?
I will.
What did he say? Jesus put forth his hand and he touched him and he said,
I will.
Two words. Red letters. Trumps everything. No, makes no difference what you think or what somebody else preached or thought. Red letters. Trumps it all. What two words? What red letters? I will. I will what? I will that you be healed. I will be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Well, he answered the question. Then why are millions of Christians still praying, Lord, heal me if it be your will? Why? Many have read this chapter, and yet they still pray that way. And people think, well, you're supposed to pray that way about everything. Well, then why don't people pray that way about the new birth?
Amen.
They're inconsistent with their own doctrine.
Right.
Well, you're supposed to pray everything with an if it be thy will. Well, then why don't you pray for people to be born again if it's God's will? Well, no, because it is his will. And how did you find that out? From the Bible. And the same Bible says it's his will. Well. We just cannot know the will of God any definite way. Ephesians 5:17 says, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, we're supposed to find out the will of God. We're supposed to know the will of God. That's why he gave us this book. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit. Right? So we could find and know and be sure about the will of God, because until you know the will of God, you cannot have faith. You're just wavering and wondering. No faith. And without faith, you won't have victory. You won't receive. So we have begun giving 30 biblical reasons, reasons from the scripture, from the Bible, why we are sure it's God's will for all to be healed now. We don't find the will of God out by somebody's experience or lack of it or by what somebody thought. We find the will of God out from the Bible. And we believe that no matter what we see or what we don't see. And instead of trying to water down the Bible to match our lack of experience, we believe God to bring our experience up to match this. And we'll be doing that the rest of our life. Well, we've looked at reason after reason. I won't review because, as you might imagine, we're 30, you know. Take some time. We're not at 30 yet. But what were we last week? Anybody remember? We were at reason number 19. Why we are sure it's God's will for all to be healed. The good shepherd. Is he good? Does he take good care of his sheep? Does he look after his sick sheep? Yes, he does. We went into detail about that. But let's go on. Go to the book of Acts, if you would please. Acts chapter 1. And go to reason number 20 tonight. We are sure it's God's will for all to be healed now, today, because of healing in the Acts, the book of Acts. Now, there's a number of ways you can say that, but we'll just say it that way for now. Healing in the Acts, in the book of Acts. And the book of Acts is a historical account, inspired account of God, of the beginning days of the church. We're a part of the same church. Yes, the book of Acts is still being written. Yes. You and I are in some chapter. Yes,
amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Sometimes people talk about the early church like it's a different church. No, same church. We got the same Jesus, same Holy Spirit, same gospel, same Great Commission, right? Our lives are supposed to look like these pages. I said our lives are supposed to look like these pages. It would do us a world of good if we'd just live in this book for a while until we begin to realize what our life's supposed to be like. These days have not passed away.
Amen.
And that's what we're going to see right now.
Thank you,
Lord. Acts 1:1. Anybody know who God used to pen this? Dr. Luke. Luke the physician. If anybody ever implies to you that we are anti-doctor, you correct them. We respect the medical profession. We thank God for good doctors and nurses. I pray for scientists and researchers to find so-called cures. I do. Somebody said, well, I thought you're a faith man. I am. But people are at all different levels. A lot of people don't even know God. Not trying to believe God at all. Millions never even heard about healing, don't believe in it at all. And then a lot of folks that do are just now starting to work on our faith.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for all these things. Well, what should I do, Brother Keith? Should I go to the doctor? Should I not? Should I have the surgery? Should I not? Should I take the medicine? Should I not? The answer to a million and one questions is
be led.
And that is the answer.
Yes, sir.
So, well, that's just your pat answer. No, that's the answer. And if you don't know what that means, find out about it. And learn how to be led. The Lord will lead you according to where your faith is, and He knows that. But He's our healer. And so many times, things that we can get help, it doesn't fix the problem anyway. You still have to believe God. Right? It helps you. But thank God for a healer who can fix it.
Yes.
Hmm? And we're not, you know, you don't just want to be anti-taking medicine. You want to get to the place where you don't need the medicine. Hmm? You don't want to just fight the bank. You want to get to the place where you don't need it like you have in the past. You might know what I'm talking about. Don't fight things. Don't be anti-stuff. Be for something.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We believe in God to get to a place where we're not dependent on things like we have been. But if something may help you in the meanwhile, well, thank God for that too. He said, the former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus, what's that next word?
Began.
The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus. Now, what does that mean? Well, who did God use to pen this?
Luke.
Dr. Luke. And he's referring to a previous thing he penned. What would that have been? Well, there's a gospel account that bears his name. Luke. God used him to pen that. And that's what he's talking about. The former treatise. The previous document and work that I made, O Theophilus, was a document. The gospel account of Luke was a document of what? Of all that Jesus did. Of all that Jesus finished. Key word here. Of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach.
Yes.
Oh, this is exciting for me.
Yes.
What do you mean? Everything Jesus did is supposed to still be happening.
Yes.
Everything he taught is supposed to still be being taught. And yet he's not here in the flesh. He's been raised from the dead. He has ascended. He has sat down at the right hand of the Father, majesty on high. Well, then he finished his work. And according to this, everything recorded in Luke was what he
began.
And why does he start out Acts with this verse? Because what you're about to read, is a continuation of what Jesus started.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Healing in the Acts, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002P. That's R2002P. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.